Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. I'm Kyle. This is...
I'm Vincent.
And...
I'm you.
And
that is all of us today. You're tuned in to CJSF, and you're about to hear some Ghostface Killah, starting off with some Rap Kingpin.
Was that good?
Hold on. Let me get my Dapper Dan on. Hold on. It's your boy DJ Top Boogie. We're going back to Staten Island on this one. Stay with the projects. Supreme Clientele, Park Hill, Mr. Tony Starks, West Brighton, New Brighton, Ghostface Killah, The Harbor,
88,
huh?
Let's go,
come on.
The most valuable, bars that'll clap you, black British walkers with diamonds in the tassels, Cascade kids rock more glass and a splash you, my gooned out project got a Tony Stark statue, I'm like Gandhi on dust, got youngs again swinging they blade, them chains swinging cash remind me of us, we got old money, old 20s, gold mouth full of fronts, we in a Swiss Alps, mad snow bunnies, syringe wrap, 40 bundles of smoke, I seen lawyers get strung, they started off with the crack, the plug sent me 10 bricks, I sent all of them back, so they sent me half of 100, had to get them on that, I got my Cameron gun, rubber grip with the pink nozzle, skate routes, dirt bikes, moving like Chapo, bulletproof Spalding goggles, cop killer hollows, look off round and get the whole cell like a taco. Classic soulful,
Teddy pinned the grass on wax with the nasty vocals. Penthouse, doorknob drawers and the floors is opal. Dimey shaped roofs, the indoor pool is purple. Superb like bird and magic. A real deep thinker with silk words that's smoother than virgin fabric. And them two-tone gummies, I'm the first to have it. We don't f***ing bear skin rugs, just Persian rabbits. We mad nice, cigar in a glass of water. Got excited when the plug made it past the border. Flood to Florida, straight down to Bora Bora. We ate bodies for 18 days like we was foreigners.
Me and my to feel be running trains. She compliment my knowledge, give me everything. I ask to stay and float. If it's too heavy, you can leave me there. Every time I do business, we need some silverware. You got me popping on these good clothes. Tell me what I should know. Ride around with these good pure ones, no cheap souls. You gotta pay the price if you can get up under the hood of my car. The dead at night, used to get in my head at night. South side of the data, been settled up, but God is nice. Niggas never had nothing, I brought it back and twice, yeah. Take off my vest, cause everything that's mine was left. We went up, y'all went left, you can see it through the chat. Real, give it up, babe, trying to police, trying to cut. Y'all, it's worse. Told me I could be the president, you kinda cap me down. I ain't never had the backpedal, you could ask
now. If she bouncing on it, listen, you're wrong. She been contemplating about it, but get it on, get it on. See, testing on it, might just get it wrong. Get it wrong. It's just me, you and my bitch, you might just get along. Get along. She bouncing on it, listen, you're wrong. She been contemplating about it, we gon' get it on. Testing on it, you might just get it wrong. Get it wrong. It's just me, you run my bitch, you might just get along. Get along.
I've been getting it for too long, it's been a long time. You can't be sitting in for this, get in your own line. I got my mind right like 2020 COVID time. Ain't got to ask for no forgiveness, I be taking my steam rolling. Get the fuck on my way with that crime. Quit all that sentimental, the key to your decline. You know the temperament, keep your hand on that paper. The ignorant decisions of a player from the side to side. Christmas hate to implement, it's skyscraper ceiling when I'm high. Take a plane to a flying them, no denying them. You gotta have it running out the store, gotta copy more. Put it in your wish list, you might design it. Talking like this the razor phone days. What Simon say, time to pay a late. Under 808s, they found a buddy floating in the lake. They called his mama, told him they were sorry, but it's way too late.
Ow! You feel me? Hey.
And this is Climate Connections.
Power plants, factories, and other industrial facilities emit climate warming gases, along with additional pollutants that harm human health.
Over 8 million people a year die from air pollution, and that's pollutants like SO2, NOx, PM2.5, and those are typically emitted by the same facilities that are emitting a lot of greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane.
Gavin McCormick is with Climate Trace, an initiative that uses satellite data to track pollution from millions of facilities around the world. It monitors not only climate warming emissions, but other harmful pollutants as well. And it makes that information public at climatetrace.org. Users can zoom in on a map to learn about pollution sources in any community. And for more than 2,500 urban areas, the tool shows where plumes of pollution travel as they drift through the air.
So you can absolutely see when you look at a city that certain neighborhoods are heavily, heavily experiencing more pollution.
They're often areas that have suffered disinvestment for decades.
And so there's a racial component, there's an economic component.
So the data helps identify communities where solutions are needed most.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
This is 90.1 CJSF.
Birdie. Yo, what up, all our evening listeners? You're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Kyle. This is What up, CJSF 90.1 FM? You're tuned into the Young Artist Bedroom. My name is Kyle. This is
I'm Vincent.
And I'm Yale.
And that's Marcus, if you couldn't understand. All right. We just enjoyed a couple of good songs, specifically hip-hop music styling towards my genre of music, the alter ego persona of Kyle Peters, which is my name, Uncle Tony. And today we're going to talk about some of the struggles, or not necessarily the struggles, the how we can improve our methods of working with music, how we can improve everything down to the lyrics, the beats, and, you know, the overall setup of things. So we'll get started with me today. My name is Kyle, and as I already said, I'm specifically in the genre of hip-hop music. I love hip-hop. I've been listening to hip-hop since I was 8 years old, starting with an artist named DMX, and I've been going on strong since, and I've been writing lyrics for the past 3 years. I haven't made any beats, and yeah. All right. One method I like to do in improving is specifically with the lyrics. So, you know, sometimes I have to change it up, and it's sometimes a bit of a struggle balancing music and life. You know, it's that work-life balance that I got to work with. I believe other people in this room can relate. Let me hear yes. All right. Oh, yeah. Everybody in this room agrees with me, and it's just...
Well, yeah, a lot of times what I feel like is that I don't have enough time to make music, but really have to find ways to squeeze it in.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes you just don't have enough time, whether you're doing homework or sometimes you got work experience, you know? All these little things that kind of tie in, they overweigh your music, you know? It almost eliminates your time for music. So it's like...
That's why the time you have is so important.
Very valuable.
You gotta take those 5 minutes when they come and really
absolutely
use them.
And sometimes it's sometimes it's a bit of a struggle because sometimes you have constant changes in routine. Sometimes you have changes in methods. Sometimes you have changes in practices. You kind of just have to adapt with the world around you, whether that be with school, whether that be with work, or just living situations. So I definitely say one of my biggest struggles comes down to the practices. Sometimes I have to kind of adjust my my practices for music with lyrics. Sometimes I do switch-ups in rhyme schemes. Sometimes I do switch-ups in flow and so on. So, anybody else have any struggles in music specifically? But, you know, anybody else?
I struggle a lot just, like, figuring out, like, when I need to practice. Hmm. And then, you know, like, inevitably when it comes to the day, I do eventually, like, end up practicing. It always kind of feels like I went down a step because I didn't do it, like, sooner.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes you kind of just start beating yourself up, eh?
How convenient. Because,
man, I should have done this and not this, and you know what I mean?
Get out of the flow of things.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Sometimes you kind of just let the outer world distract you. And, you know, I know one of the biggest distractions, again, is like the mobile device, you know, on your phone. Sometimes you got that inspiration, but then you look at your phone and you're like, oh, that's
how
tight.
Convenient.
You pick up the phone, the next thing you're on your phone, you're like, I'm only going to be here for 2 minutes. That 2 minutes turns into 4 minutes. That 4 minutes turns into 8 minutes. That 8 minutes turns into 16 minutes. And there goes your whole day. So time really just slips by. So you really got to spend it well. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. I was waiting for you guys to say yes. You know what I mean?
So,
yeah, yes, sir.
I have a question to ask everybody.
It's really easy to throw away your time.
Absolutely.
You have to watch out for that.
Oh, yes, you do.
Because you don't get time back.
Time is hunting you. Time is hunting you. Okay. Marcus, what's your question?
How do we feel about tech death?
What is tech death?
Technical death metal.
Technical death metal. I don't know technical what you're talking about, man. I can't answer that question. Yeah, so I'm going to speak and ramble on about hip-hop.
We're
going to
be moving into some reggae.
Absolutely.
Mother of Creation by Zion Train.
Thank you. Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision. What will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Hey guys, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CGSF from Burnaby, and you're listening to Young Artist Bedroom.
Yeah, now we got a couple of questions for you. What kind of music do you do?
Oh, I usually do like kind of like a finger style, bluegrass, Nashville style.
Okay.
Catch your drift. You know what I mean, guys?
Right on. And what would you say your struggles are?
I definitely struggle, like, especially now, like, during like midterms in school, you know, like it's hard to like prioritize.
Absolutely,
your
school
work.
Gets busy, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Like, it's that work-life balance. It's really it can be a nuisance. Sometimes
you
got tests to throw in. Sometimes you got essays to write. Sometimes you got quizzes to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just don't have enough time. Sometimes you have to do homework when you're planning to do music. You're thinking, oh, next week, next Wednesday, right after school, I'm gonna get 45 minutes of music. You know what that 45 minutes becomes? Because 45 minutes of straight homework for tomorrow's test. You know what I mean? I know what you mean. Okay, so we got a genre, we got our struggles. Now, how can we improve?
Well, fingerstyle is kind of like it's a very tiring thing to do. So I think when I practice personally, I mostly just go through like kind of like these like little progressions of like just like fingerstyle until my fingers are all like juiced up and ready. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, there's a lot of things you can do with your fingers. You can write homework, you can play guitar, you can play piano. Yeah. What instrument is this? You said bluegrass, I believe?
Bluegrass, kind of like a Nashville blues style.
Nashville blues. So would that be on the guitar, piano? What are you playing?
Keyboard? I play mainly an acoustic, but it can be incorporated into piano, like saxophone. It's kind of more of like a European kind of jazz, you know. Django Reinhardt, he was a very prominent figure in the gypsy jazz community back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day, man. Yale, you sound old over there.
I have a question, Yale. So what do you mean when you say like your fingers are juiced up?
What I find, like, when I'm starting out, like, my practicing, when my hands are, like, really cold, they're, like, really stiff, and it makes it, like, really hard to just, like, pluck the strings for me. So what I like to do before I, like, practice is, like, you know, like, run my hands under a sink, or even just, like, take a shower, you know, just to, like, warm up my body. I think basically, like, just, like, getting your hands warm and, like, just, like, pumping your blood up and within your fingers like helps you start getting into the groove of things when you're actually trying to play a song. And That's all I got to say about that, you know?
That's cool.
Wow. Marcus, what would you say about, you play death metal, you know?
Do you have to
warm up your, like, kind of like warm up your hands when you're, like, getting into the groove of things? Or, because, like, I use a thumb pick, right? So it's kind of different from using an actual regular pick. Because, you know, it's the most of the control is coming from your thumb and not your wrist, you know?
Well, for me, I don't really do any warm-ups at all. I just go straight into it and play whatever I want.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I envy you.
Well, okay, we're doing a lot of talk about picks, and I'm going to be picky with what I do. You know, I like listening to music. I love to hear you guys talk. But as of right now, I think we're just going to get kicked in with some music.
Music.
Calling your name, bringing you home again. When everything falls into place. When all you have are memories, I wrote you down in a book to read.
dream that you refrain from waking up from. Now you're tired and the monster's come. It's hard to believe I made myself to the enemy, to the enemy. When you feel out of control,
Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
This is Susan Smith, driving for one with them.
So, Vincent, what kind of music do you play?
I like playing 2000 style alt rock music.
That's cool. So, what are your weaknesses in music?
I think a big weakness for me is that I'm not pushing myself enough. I keep being safe. I'm being careful. I don't take risks. But music is one of those things that you can take risks and you're not going to die. You don't need to be so safe. Yeah, you catch my drift?
I think the only way you're going to die with music is if you have a heart attack when you're on stage. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't willing to take risks, even though it's a win-win. You can't lose out by taking a risk in music.
Absolutely. You get that experience.
Either it's not going to work, it's going to be the same. Your life's going to be the same as before, or it's going to work out and you have something great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get out there. Just get out there. Get that new experience. Hop up on stage. Have people make fun of you, for crying out loud. Do it. Just do it, my friend.
So my goal, personally, is to get into my home studio and make more music while I can.
Okay, right on. Nice.
Yeah.
Would you find one struggle is that when you're in that weekend state of mind and you want to work on music, but you don't have that determination, you're not ready for it, you know what I mean? Do you ever feel that?
Something that's funny is that right now we're switching semesters at school and there's a ton of work piling up.
Absolutely.
I actually feel a lot more productive in music at this time because I'm in that work state of mind. I'm ready to do this,
do
that. Compared to summer break or something like that where I'm not productive at all because I'm in that chill state of mind.
Damn right,
I think that's really bad for me. So
absolutely.
I think something that a lot of people, including myself, need to do is we need to just start getting on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Working on our dreams, working on our goals, having something to do, and keeping that constant flow.
Absolutely.
Keeping
stop
up
the
with
laziness.
The speed of life.
Absolutely. Stop the laziness. Yeah. Stop the doom scrolling. Get out of bed. Go make the music that you dream of.
I don't mean to go off topic, but how convenient is it for you to get a rotisserie chicken?
Well, I don't know. I don't get rotisserie chicken.
That's a deep question.
That is a very deep question. That's a question we could put a lot of thought into, but I don't think we're going to get started with that question today. We're just going to hop
like
over
apples?
And act like that was a hurdle of distraction.
Rawr.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. About two-thirds of all fresh water on Earth is frozen. This water is trapped in glaciers, which cover mountains and wind through valleys, and in the massive ice sheets that blanket Greenland and Antarctica. But as the climate warms, much of that ice is melting and raising sea levels around the world. Glaciers and ice sheets form as snow piles up on land and compresses down into a thick block of ice. Each year, many glaciers lose ice in the summer as they melt and chunks break off or calve into the ocean. Then in winter, when temperatures drop and new snow accumulates, glaciers can build back up again. But the warming climate is now causing many glaciers and ice sheets to melt faster than they regrow, so they are shrinking dramatically over time. The Greenland ice sheet, for example, has lost more than 5 trillion tons of ice in just 20 years. That's about 15 million times the weight of the Empire State Building. When glaciers and ice sheets melt, water that was previously stored on land rushes into the ocean. This causes seas to rise, much like turning on the tap raises the water level in a bathtub. So as the climate continues to warm, melting glaciers and ice sheets will push sea levels higher and higher. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
to touch the blackened clouds as it starts again to rain.